Hello, and welcome to The Other Place. The land of Fenrain has been on the brink of doom for years. Necromancers and the dead are rising on the edges of society, threatening life and peace across the land. Deep in the shadows, others try to unearth secret knowledge and unspeakable power. In Season 2, we follow Roberto, Talana, and Teco as they journey from Gildr, fighting the dead on a mission to stop a powerful evil.
So he's just lunging at the first one there. He pulls out the weapon, gets it in both hands, rushes at the first thing, and then kind of leap jump stabs it. That way it can't get a chance to dodge out of the way.
And he goes, freeze frame! And like ice crystals just form over the undead creature. And Tekoa like twists his trident in it and it just shatters.
So I come charging in. I have this great axe. So I use both my hands and I take it over my head and I chop it down, screaming, die thing!
Technically it's already undead.
And as it smashes into his blade, it's going to bounce off and make sparks on the ground.
Whoa.
He puffs up his big rabbit cheeks and blows through his teeth, and he gets his loot and brings it down to the chair right up to it, and he starts playing. And he starts going back into his mind. He wants to go into the other side, wants to go where his ancestors are.
The notes from the lute echo back, and Tekoa hears them taking on a different sort of resonance. Little crystals of ice and frost begin to form around Roberto's feet. When Roberto opens his eyes, the river stretches out on all sides.
Wow. It never seems to not amaze me every time I come here.
Join us for the newest season of The Other Place, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
I'm Nimoy. My preferred pronouns are they, them, and I play Dork, the Mandalorian bodyguard.
I'm Joe Chasm. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Bail Branda, a Mandalorian bounty hunter with a subclass of assassin.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I play Skip Fortuna. My pronouns are he, him, as well as Skips, and Skip is the itinerant lounge singer and lesser half of the Fortuna twins.
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Faye Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twi'lek Tinkerer.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode. So yeah, they will pull out their like little handheld little data pad thing and start flipping through, you know, space tube videos of Skip. And then you notice like half the videos are like blurry videos that they think is Skip somewhere, but it's just another Twi'lek out there who kind of looks like him wearing a leather jacket. And see, there's a whole Skip cosplay community out there. It's a whole thing.
Bail at this point is points at one of the snowball squad that is accompanying them. He goes, okay, you, what's up?
Yeah, so you're leaving that room since we were saying that Skip and Falloon are talking. The three of you guys leave that room. Sure.
You're outside. He goes, you're coming with me. We got a ship to go get. And then like he walks out. Sure. Hopefully the snowball squad member follows him.
Yeah, sure. And you want one, just one guy to follow you? Just one person will follow you?
Yeah, we're getting a ship. Is there like any sort of a ground vehicle or something of that nature?
Weren't there two ships that we've had sort of going around in circles?
Yeah, Pip is in your ship, kind of in a low orbity type thing, and then Kit has their ship that is landed already parked that you guys took here. So right now your ship is being piloted by your two droids kind of circling overhead waiting for your signal or whatever.
But there's like a transport full of crystals and a transport full of slaves that we left.
Yes, we have
two full of crystals and two full of
slaves.
Slaves.
So why don't we bring them down outside the facility and have our, since we have the 12 guys here right now, we could just walk up. Hey, nice to see you. Okay, hand over the ship.
Yep.
I think we want to make that escape after we execute our little coup. That way it'll take them longer to organize any kind of response.
So yeah, so Bale, if you wanted just to, you wanted Pip to come down with the ship, you could easily just call him and say, hey, come land at these coordinates, boom.
I look over to Anarchy and I go, hey, do you think you could send whoever's running the turrets over there to basically not shoot down our ship as it's coming down to drop off the booze?
Yeah, I'm sure I could like short circuit like the tracking or turret system or whatever and have the ship land while they're fixing it or something.
Sure, why not? I
mean, yeah, you could easily just have a stand down saying, hey, the party bus is coming in, don't shoot it.
Yeah. What's it called? I pointed over at the Snowball Squad dude and I go, hey, I need you to radio in the tower and tell them that there is a ship coming in through these coordinates. Do not shoot at it. It has the party favors.
Excuse me. You do realize just saying, hey, you, is a little rude. You all have names. I'm correct in this assumption, am I not?
Huh? What was your name? I'm sorry. I don't
Sock'em.
Yes. My name is Bot. Robot. My friends call me Ro.
Oh, Ro. Robot. Yes, Robot. Please tell the dude in the tower not to shoot down my ship. You get my drift?
Oh, yes, I'm on. I'm just being respectful and calling people by their proper names. It is nice and polite thing to do, isn't it? That is all I am saying. All
right, Ro. Well, can I call you Ro, or do you want to be called Robot?
It is kind of weird calling people by their full name, isn't it? Well, at least I think it is. Please, call me Ro or Bot. Either one is fine.
You can call me Bale. Oh, wait, no, I forgot that it's kind of weird to say somebody's whole name. Why don't you call me Bay?
Okay, let me get this correct. Your name is Bay L? Would you prefer L or Bay or Bay or L? I want to get this right. I am doing my best to be respectful and polite.
You know what? Bale sounds better. Let's
stick it. No, it is Bale.
It is Bale.
It's a cryptocurrency onion name.
I just had the utterly cursed image of someone calling Doric Ricky, and I'm like, I can't scrub that from
No, let me write that down. That's going to happen later.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So, yeah, they go and talk to the people, really, and you see the Starhawk come land down, and yeah, you can send over a few of the Snowball Squad to start unloading the booze and stuff and taking it down to is this an outside, I assume you guys are going in the mine, you're not going to have this outside venue, right?
Yeah, no, we'll have it in the mine.
Okay, so yeah, they'll take
mine
it down
rave, mine rave.
Bale gets dressed into something a little bit more appropriate for the occasion.
Dressed like a club DJ, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got his club DJ clothing. He's got the headphones. He's got like turntables. He's got all those. Probably no skills in knowing how to use any of them.
That's funny because I have this image that I don't know when Bale left Mandalore, but I have this image that when he was younger, one of the things he was a club DJ at a couple clan events.
Sure,
he DJed a wedding once.
All right, we can make up lore as we go. Yes,
filling in the backstory, I love it.
Yep. Nope, that's fine. I can dig that if Dwayne's okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that nonsense. All right, so yeah, they are taking the 178 bottles of Bale's finest. Into Bale's finest into one of the larger, more cavernous sections of the mine.
Sock'em,
they don't really have
you be careful with those turntables. If anything happens to them, Rock'em and Robot are coming after you.
Do you think this is my first time setting up a party? But how do you think I paid for Sith Academy?
All right, fine. All right. Well, maybe we can do a collab on something later.
Do you have to pay for Sith Academy? I thought the whole reason that you joined the military was for free college.
The pay for the transportation to get to the Sith Academy.
It's pay like, for your own Sith like... books.
Yeah. that's where they get you. Sith Academy is free. The textbooks is where they get you.
Oh, no, I got to throw out last year's Holocron. It's exactly the same, but they changed one image. Exactly.
Oh, that's too real. Oh,
they
no.
changed the font size and added one chart on page 47. All right, so we will jump forward a little bit. And
There's still something we got to...
Oh, sure.
We got to take care of the werewolf.
Oh, that's true. That was going to have that. So you want to find him because he would be out on the... I guess the... I don't want to say loading docks, not the area, the...
Well, I did get to spend that. Oh, no, the point. Yeah, no, the light side point was just to establish that hermetically sealed room existed.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to try to send some kind of communique that'll get them to go in that room.
Okay. You want just him or you want his entire crew? Because he had like, I think we had said he had like 8 people with him or something.
Yeah, the whole crew.
The whole crew. Okay.
What is that chamber used for?
Normally, I think we established that it's like a decontamination room in case there was some sort
yeah,
of...
Yeah, for like the miners, if they... You
there's know, a bring chemical up spill or some death. Random nonsense. Yeah. So, yeah. It's the power of the light side token. So, sure, if you want to try to send a message to them, I don't... again, this will be another like a deception type thing. I don't know who you're going to send it from because you know he works for an outside entity. You can try to send it from that person or you can just try to send it from Falloon or Iosta, I guess.
If I can find in the system like a usual like address that he gets his work orders from, I'll use that one.
Yeah, he would get his orders either from Falloon or Iosa. That would be the one that would mainly contact him. He wouldn't have the communication with his boss, his personal boss, on their network.
I'll probably use Falloon's then. We'll skip have them occupied.
Sure. Okay. It will be a deception. And you're just basic trying to get them. We need you to come down to this room because why? How big of a lie are you telling?
I think I'll just be like, you know, you had an incident with one of our senior officers. We'd like to retain your services. We have something for you to kind of smooth this incident over.
Sure. Okay. So he's got 3 yellow to deception. So that's going to be a 3 red roll.
Okay. I'm going to use my touch of fate to pour 2 blue on there.
Okay.
Let's try it. Okay. 1 success and 3 advantages.
Oh.
I tell you guys, I got to throw like 6 reds at you guys to have. All right. So, yeah, you have the successful thing. You could, as you guys are going back and forth, loading the beverages and stuff, you see that the Stefan is sitting there just upset, staring at all this, kind of maybe a little confused. And then he looks down at his communicator, just does that deep, heavy sigh, shakes his head, and doesn't want to deal with this nonsense, but he knows this contract, he just can't break it because his boss would kill him. So he's like, whatever. And they start calling over all his team, and they start heading towards into the mine. And you're gonna try to gas them is what I assume, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to follow them from a distance while keeping a closer eye through, you know, the cameras, which I assume I still have control over. And then as soon as all of them pile into the room, or as many as do end up piling, I assume maybe they leave 1 or 2 sentries out, I'll seal the room.
Sure. Okay. So it's a decontamination room. I'll say it's enough room for about half of them. So there's 8 of them going in. So you'll have, we'll say 5 to go in. So there'll be 3 outside the room. So 5 of them kind of go in and they're just kind of waiting. The 3 guys outside clearly are probably the lowest of importance, kind of just standing there idly watching people move about, but not being super vigilant in their protection of the door.
Cool. All right. So I think if there's 3 of them outside.
I mean, yeah. If you want to try to take them out, Dork could be accompanying you. He could probably physically.
Oh, yeah.
I would
bring them with me. I'm squishy.
So if Bale is handling the liquor and the setup of the party, Skip is entertaining Falloon. We'll have Anarchy and Dork kind of in the situation. So you have 3 of Karn's men kind of standing outside the door, kind of just idly watching, kind of looking at you guys and kind of looking away because, you know, they don't really care. You guys don't seem much of a threat to them right now. So What would you like to do to try to take them out to make it easier on the inside?
We want to lock them in first, or do we want to deal with these guys first?
Well, I'm going to lock them in first, because I assume it's like a remote mechanism, or is it like a wall panel type thing?
I would say, I mean, like you said, you had full access, so I think locking the door is something you'd be able to do.
All right. I'm going to lock the mechanism remotely, and then trust you to handle those three, at least for a second, while I fiddle with the ventilation system.
I don't have this immediately on my character sheet, but is it reasonable for me to have a flashbang?
Just a flashbang?
You want to have a flashback?
A flashbang, just the item, the grenade, what make people go, or do I need to roll a vigilance check on that?
Nimoy, you should just have a flashback where you just show that you have a flashbang.
That feels incredibly, incredibly overwrought.
I love it.
Yeah, you could use it. Yeah, just why would he have brought a flashbang with him to this? Give me that. Why would he have brought that? It seems like an unusual thing for him to carry. He doesn't usually carry him. So what made Doric think, you know what, I'm going to grab that flashbang today?
Well, we're going down in a mine, and a mine is a dark enclosed space, which means people are probably going to be using night vision. So if we encountered any sort of Sith troopers, kind of logical that you would just chuck a flashbang in the middle of a dark mine and would probably wash out their night vision so bad that you can just come up and deal with them.
Okay. That sounds logical to me that he'd have at least one on him. So yeah, Doric can easily have a flashbang on his hip.
Okay. A big iron on his hip.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. Oh, that would be a... Huh? Is there a... This doesn't super matter, and I know it is... Okay. Let's just pretend it's a stun grenade, but we'll say it's a flash grenade.
That's fine. I mean, you want it to be a stun grenade, it could be a stun grenade. But yeah, flashbang is fine. It's probably be. I mean, you're fairly close. I'd probably say it's like a one purple check. I mean, you're not that far away from them, right? I mean, I would hope you give warning to Anarchy to avert their eyes.
Mm-hmm. And this is almost.
I'll put in those special lenses down on the mask.
Ranged light. This is not a skill I have in abundance, but oh well. Can I get a blue die for the fact that they have no idea I'm about to do this?
Yeah, they don't expect it. So sure. I'll give you one blue for that, for the unexpected.
Okay. That should be two. I mean,
you have four light side points if you want to flip one to up your thing.
No.
I'm thinking about it. I'm hitting him with a grenade. What's the worst thing that's going to happen?
Fair.
I just jinxed myself, but I'm not going to bother. Yep. Hey, didn't jinx myself.
Hey, all nice.
Right.
Three successes.
All right, so describe. So this grenade is as a flashbang, so I understand it's just going to be a very bright flash of light to momentarily blind them, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
So he just pulls off the tab walking by and gently rolls it over towards them.
Sure, yeah, it rolls in the ground. You see all three of them do that comical kind of eyes slowly watch this thing rolling at them. That shocked moment as their eyes get big, they realize that's probably a grenade and they think they're going to die. Then it's just the flash of light. And then they are doing, you know, Velma from Scooby-Doo, kind of reaching around, not being able to see anything. my glasses. And now you have three somewhat blinded people.
Anarchy, what would you like to do? I imagine you can whack people with the tentacles or something.
I mean, Dwayne.
Yes.
How many people can I affect at once with my bind?
It depends on the level. I don't have the force thing open.
I'm a force rating 2.
Right. Bind, as you go further down the list, allows you to have
more. Oh, that's right. I got to purchase those affected, upgrades individually.
But you can use additional dice, additional points on them, sort of thing.
Range magnitude. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I don't have many. Yeah, I haven't bought like anything that. Okay, So then I think while they're distracted, Dwayne, I think I'm just gonna like rush past them and deliver the payload, so to speak, and then worry about those three afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. So
We see Anarchy moving around them and Dork walking up with... he has shock boots, apparently. I just now saw this on the character sheet. So he is just gently kicking them and tying them up as they're writhing around.
Okay, so let's have... we'll have two rolls here. We'll have... So are you trying to... You're going to open the door, throw in a face melter? Or are you going to try to like funnel it through the ventilation system? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm funneling it through the ventilation system.
Okay, so Anarchy is going to give me a mechanics, and I want Dork to give me just a melee check against Two Purple to see how easily he takes these people down. Anarchy, you'll be giving me a check. This thing's really not designed to have that stuff put in. We'll say it's going to be... I'll make it a 3 purple check, and I'm going to flip another one of my dark sides to make it 1 red, 2 purple. I'm also going to give you 1 black because you're rushed, and 2 black because there's a fight going on around you. So 2 black, 1 red, 2 purple.
Okay. So if anyone happens to have the... go ahead.
So while you're still looking that up, I just wanted to add that I'm pretty sure that the flashbang that Doric threw is a BKX4 shockwave grenade. It is only 150 credits. Its rarity is 5, so it's pretty easy to get. Yep. It does disorient 5. So,
Jesus.
Holy wow, that seems high for such a low-cost item.
But it doesn't do any damage.
Well, right? Yeah, but I'm saying that level of disorient seems kind of high. Okay, right on.
Yeah, disorient 5, which means I think it adds 5 blacks.
Yeah, so okay. So we'll say that's fine. I'm fine with giving Dork 5.
I think that's what that means.
Yeah. I'll say that Dork will get the 5 blues from that thing then for his melee check.
Well,
they have blacks on theirs, not that he has blues on his.
Well, I mean, they're not really rolling anything right now. Like,
exactly. But they're disoriented, and disoriented on page 218 says if the set duration is... Oh, it's they have a single black added for 5 rounds.
Oh, okay. So it's the length of time, not the amount. Okay.
Yeah. Disoriented for 5 rounds.
Okay. Well,
adding
I'll still...
a black to their checks.
Okay. There, so I will give Dork, at least give you the at least 1 blue for them being disoriented to make it a little easier for you.
And you said melee. I can use brawl for this, right? Since I'm kicking.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's the first thing. If you're physically doing it, brawl would work as well.
And 2 purples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, DeWin, I'm not sure if maybe you'll have an easier time fighting this, but I think I mixed up the name of the ability I used before. Oh no, so I was right. Touch of Fate gave me those 2 blues. I think Sense Advantage lets me remove 2 blacks.
Okay,
but I'm not sure because mine. My thing updated and it no longer has the descriptions on hand.
Okay. We'll take the 2 blacks off. It sounds, I mean, if you get nope, 2 blues,
never mind. I just found it. No, so okay. I keep the 2 blacks. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Right. That's 3 successes, but 2 threats.
Okay. So we'll start with Dork. Dork, you rolled, you got your 2 successes. You rolled your 3 yellow and a blue against the 2 purple. How does Dork take these 3 guys down? I mean, fairly easily.
So these people are already sort of stumbling around blindly. Doric just sort of walks up, pushes them to the ground. If they're moving around too much, kicks them with a shock boot a couple times, and then ties up their wrists. It's like not so much a fight as him just kind of kicking a flopping fish around.
Do you slide them into, say, an adjoining closet of some kind?
Oh, absolutely, yes. They're all gently stuffed. For some reason, there's some old-timey barrels, and they're just...
Sure, why not? They have cut a little hole in the top.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
I mean, it is an old mine.
There you go. Makes sense. And Anarchy... the 2 threats, I'll just say 2 strain for you. Just say maybe the stress of getting it done as quick, and maybe you're ripping wires, okay, doing things, and you get a little electric shock as well. So we'll take 2 strain off. And yeah, describe what Anarchy is able to do.
I think I'm able to kind of jury rig the ventilation system. So instead of venting whatever it's supposed to vent out in, it will like make some... I don't know jack shit about engineering, but I'm sure Anarchy does. It'll basically just feed back in whatever I stick in there, and I'll just, you know, I'll stick in my... Yeah, I usually carry 3, so whatever my full supply of face melters is for this mission.
Okay.
And then just, you know, release whatever farm animal of war you want to picture.
Sure, yeah. You just hear kind of the confusion as they're pounding on the door, wondering why it's locked. We'll say that this door has one of those little window slot things, so they can kind of see what's going on. They start pounding on the door. You hear them wrestling with it, and then you drop the grenades into like a pneumatic tube of some kind. They get sucked in, and you see all their faces turn to look, and the room starts filling with, I forget, did we say what color this gas was, or is it color?
Yeah, it's that like eldritch green type of gas. Okay. Like the, but yeah, basically, you know, whatever the gaseous form of the Night Sister Ichor is.
Sure. So that kind of glowing green gas starts filling the room, and it's just start, you hear the screaming, the yelling, the pounding on the doors. And since we're not, you know, that type of show, we're not going to describe what it looks like when people's faces melt off their faces. But you've all seen the Indiana Jones movie. Just imagine.
Wait, we're melting their faces off? I just thought we were
putting... I literally called them the face melters. That's not a euphemism.
Yeah.
I think there's just a moment as we hear the screams from through the wall, and Doric looks up and he's like, wait, I thought we were just going to put them to sleep.
They are sleeping.
Yeah, you say that, and Doric looks at the window, and then a bloody handprint goes on the window and slides down as skin is peeling off the hand. And the screaming goes for a few seconds.
I thought you said you weren't going to describe this.
Well, he did it to me now. He set me up, so I have to do it. So, and blame the screaming Doric. Goes, and yeah, blame Doric. It's all his fault. And then the screaming goes for a few seconds, and then it's just quiet. And then Anarchy turns to Doric. All right, so that's...
you realize there was not going to be any good dialogue out of that.
No, it's... I mean, I didn't have any silver. That's how we deal with werewolves on week.
There you go. One
we're never talking about this again.
That's probably for the best.
All right, so we got melted pirates in one room. That's good to know. See, someone's got to clean that up later when they finish this stuff, and then they're going to open that door and go, what the heck? I mean, Jesus.
If I may, I would like to fix the system before I leave. So whatever, you know, poor cleaning person has to like open that to get inside doesn't.
You're not a monster.
Also melt. No, power to the people.
Fair enough. So you reverse whatever you did and it's set back to its normal setting. So
don't worry, they were contractors. They're not real people.
Exactly, they don't count.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah,
so
like the whole second Death Star.
Exactly. Hey, when you. And we've all seen Clerks. You know what you signed up for.
Come That's on. True. I mean, if you watch them break the first one and you sign up to build the second one, I
have no pity for you. All right. So that is done. Bale is done. I say he's set up whatever his DJ stand. He's got the music set. The booze is out. There's no shortage of ice. So everything is nice and cooled. This is like, you know, that Vegas ice bar type vibe going on. Mm-hmm. And then I assume that Falloon and Skip have had their conversations. Maybe Skip has read some fan fiction. We don't know yet. We'll see his reaction when he comes outside with a shock. If he has that shocked, pale look, maybe he's happy with the fan fiction. I don't know. What would Skip think of reading some, you know, illicit fan fiction of him?
That was old Skip. Mm-hmm. So he's put that life behind him.
Okay. All right, so... Does anybody have anything they want to do? Or are we going to move forward to the actual party and the whole Blues Brother type escape you guys are going to pull off here?
To the party!
All right.
Hell yeah.
I said fail outside just literally telling people.
Tell the party! Everyone, let's celebrate mission success! It's great! Bale, I'm your DJ for the night.
Bale, okay. This always happens with you. You remember Mandalore and not Perep? Please.
Yeah, whatever. Let's have a good time.
So there's only one serious question I have to ask before we start this party is, what is Bale's DJ name?
Ooh. Oh. DJ Rhonda B.
DJ Rhonda. Love it.
That is so something 12-year-old Bale came up with.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Put that in the merch channel. We need snapbacks with DJ Rhonda.
DJ Rhonda B.
All right. So
the B stands for Bale.
Yeah.
So this
DJ Starhawk
beats Rhonda. Beats Bronda.
There we go. Beats Bronda, yes.
Oh, that's better.
Beats by Bronda. I like it.
Yeah. We've got right, more merch opportunities.
So this party has started. We'll have Skip. You could be escorting Falloon from your guys's, you know, reading of the fan fictions or your dalliance, whatever you want to have happen. That is up to you. And you arrive at this thing and you see Bale is kind of DJing. Well, Doric and Anarchy, what are you guys doing as this party is going on?
I'll let Anarchy take the lead on this one. She's the mastermind here.
Yeah, I think for the party, I may try to do something similar to what happened in the museum, where I'll just set up like just all kinds of obstacles for whenever we have to make our getaway.
All right, so you're programming any random droid you run into to become a nuisance?
Yeah, basically, I'm just programming any stray droids I find to just be fire hazards. I will find one calf bot, whatever the newest looking one is, and I will steal that one and just send it to go on one of the crystal ships.
Sure, there's a bright kind of like royal blue calf bot with a red stripe on it that's kind of back and forth. And Anarchy knows, because they're on Space Amazon all the time, that this is the newest model. This is calf bot 3.0. It can do lattes, espressos, and calf. It's kind of fancy.
I imagine there's a little hot key that she set up, like, oh, just press this one button and I close all the doors just in case.
Yeah, right. Pull out the gaming pad, everything's like hot key to one the joystick or another.
I think Doric has picked out the ones that the people who look like they might be trouble and has offered to get in a drinking contest with them to try and drink them under the table so they're not an issue.
Perfect.
Okay, sure. That's good. We'll have you do a roll in a little bit to see how drunk you are in a moment. What is Skip doing as he arrives at this party?
So Skip's plan is to let key people know as he's traveling with Falloon that this is the real expensive alcohol and we need to drink it all up because my accountant will be very upset if we drink it all and it's all gone. So everyone needs to drink as much as they can.
Sure. These are oppressed, hard-worked people and you're giving them free booze. So
yes. Can I make a leadership check? I just wanna. Okay.
Sure.
Let's roll leadership.
Let's see. Where is the sheet I was using for them? Their discipline is just 3 green. So you can roll against that.
Oh, there you go. 2 advantage. No successes. All right. It just impresses Falloon. I'll use my advantages to impress Falloon. No one drinks more than they're supposed to. Probably because I'm with Falloon.
Yeah. Maybe that fear of Falloon, every time they see you walk by, they kind of stop chugging and kind of lower it down. Like, am I going to get yelled at right now? No. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So as Falloon and Skip walk in the room, what's it called? Bale gets to the microphone and goes,
"And there's the commander of the hour."
Is that from a soundboard, or was he doing
that? Yeah, made that noise himself.
just all vocalization.
We don't even need to roll to see how drunk he is.
He's the boyfriend from Superstore.
That's the thing. Oh, that show's so good.
It's a little known fact. Mandalorian DJs were all a cappella. That's the kind of a... So yeah, Falloon will take a bottle of the booze. Is this like whiskey or is this like beer that you've provided Bale?
I'm going to say Bale's not going to spend like hundreds of thousands of credits on getting booze. So he gave them like
Miller
the Keystone, yeah, the Keystone Light of like of booze.
We got cases of Natty said Light. It
was Coruscant Light. There we
go. You said this was the good stuff.
Listen, there are a bunch of soldiers on an ice planet. They will drink whatever you give them.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to flip a light side that he actually got the good stuff.
Okay. No.
Okay, he flips the light side. So
you can keep that light side. You do not get to take away all of my booze.
I can't. Thank you very much. I can't undo a light side flip.
So I can. Point, the
we are talking about this at the next union meeting. Kyle.
So at some point, while
you borrow an agency from me, Kyle?
While Bale is getting his DJ on. Good old robot kind of realizes, hey, we're kind of running low on the stuff. So he goes back and grabs another couple cases. So now they've taken about 2/3 of Bale's supply. And this third happens to be a mix of beer and some of that nice Mandalorian whiskey.
Hold on a second. Does Bale notice this? I want to roll for this.
Okay. You roll a perception check.
But Joe, remember we're flipping a light side to dark, so it's good for us that this happens, not bad for Bale. It's a good thing. Like you'll get your booze back somehow in between scenes, but it's just we're using it for good
coming
effect.
Into my ship and taking my shit. How dare you?
If you want to roll to see if you notice, we can. If not, we'll just let it go. So if you want to give me a perception
for one light side point, I will not roll.
Okay.
You give me one light side point.
And that's fine. Take a light side point. Flip it.
All right. So we had the one light side point because Skip or Kyle decided that, hey, how about we give them all the booze? And then we're taking another one because I'm not going to roll. I'm just going
to
let this happen.
So he flipped one light to dark and then you flip it back. So now we're back to where we were. And that's completely fine. That booze has been moved off. And, you know, we'll reward Bale for being generous later. That's fine. He's
better.
He's a great host. There's nothing wrong with that.
Steal my booze off my ship. How dare you?
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.
How you guys always realize, you know, other shows have big action scenes. We have parties and stuff. I like how that's our go-to move.
We
like,
just have very like cloak and dagger, like red wedding style shit. I just kill like 11 people.
We just
people
melted
in
faces.
Yeah, we just melt people in closets and throw parties in the other room.
You did not melt. Did they melt?
Yeah.
Do you not listening
when Raiders of the
Lost Ark stuff? Yeah.
She just melted 5 people.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Dork didn't realize that was gonna happen. We are morally safe. That's all on Anarchy.
Okay.
That's all on her.
Bale doesn't know what happened. But yeah, in a room, there's five bodies.
Oh no! Even if Bale would have found out, he'd be like, fuck those guys.
They're dirty space pirates. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. They're a bunch of werewolves.
Could have happened to a worse group of people.
Yeah. We don't take candidate lycanthropes around these parts.
Exactly.
Whoa, why are you making a species thing? Jeez.
I know, how species? Apparently lycanthropes are the ones.
Fuck you, World of Darkness. Fuck you.
This is the second lycanthrope we've had on the show.
And the second one to die.
Whatever happened to the first one?
The first one was the one where
talk about the first one.
You got the drugs from him and the other one. He was tripping on the LSD. All right, remember he was tripping on the LSD. He was a druggie of some kind. You took some of the drugs and whatever from him.
I did. I went on quite a trip.
Yeah.
All right. We need better wearable presentation. All we've had is a drug dealer like a mercenary.
Space pirate. All right. The next one will be a scholar or a priest or something.
Yeah.
A good person. Can't piss off that werewolf audience we have out there.